If you aren't really getting anywhere with your music, the idea of selling out and appearing on a TV talent show can be pretty tempting. While you're working furiously just to get 100 likes on your Facebook page, these singers perform one song in prime time and seem to have pretty much instant fame. It would seem that if you could get any kind of piece of that immediate fame, it would have to do good things for your music career, right? Now, if you have no aspirations beyond getting famous any way you can, and singing the poppiest of pop music that other people write for you, that can actually be true. But if you want to write your own music and be taken seriously, then it will almost certainly work against you. As I'll explain, artists that really last in Australia tend to be credible, which means they made it by doing the hard yards. The world took notice because you can hear the soul in their music. I mean, that doesn't mean they're singing Aretha Franklin songs. It means you can hear the personality in the music, whether it's pop, rock, metal, or even dance. With very few exceptions, careers born out of shows like these tend to be short-lived and low in credibility. Singers that are launched in this way have little or no control over their career, the songs they are associated with, or the way they're presented. You are basically giving all artistic control over to people who probably have a pretty different idea about the music you should be recording and performing. And more than that, you are also letting them present you in any way that they like. You will basically be a puppet for them to operate. That comes down to what you wear, what you say in interviews, and alarmingly, who people think you really are. Now, of course, there's a certain amount of that in every part of the music business, but when you make it with your own music, you have earned the right to dictate your image. The singers who don't make the finals or who get voted off early can suffer the worst of all worlds. For a start, you don't get to be on the show for long. And secondly, unless you've presented yourself as like way beyond cool and way too good for the show, you can be seen as a loser, tarred with the brush of cheesy, as most talent show performers are, and not good enough as well. When you sign up for a show like this, you are putting your career in the hands of people who are trying to make an entertaining TV show, not launch serious musical artists. If it boosts ratings to tear you apart in front of the nation and embarrass you, then fine. Now, on that note, I've heard firsthand of, you know, not-so-great singers being deliberately stooged for the camera. They performed in front of a group of TV producers who snickered behind their hands and said, "Yep, you're great. You're going on to see the real judges." The singer was then completely surprised to discover that the judges hated their voice. And of course, the judges are given a heads up by the TV executives. You know, get your best put downs ready, guys, because here comes a dodgy one. I've also heard that some TV singing shows tell you have passed the first audition, then make you wait weeks for the second audition to be held in front of the real judges and an audience. Now, they know that you're a joke contestant and will be laughed at, but you don't. You spend the whole time excitedly telling your friends that you have gotten through, only to be stooged and mocked on camera. I mean, it's appalling. But you have to go on after the cameras are off. And people will remember that moment when, you know, Mark Holden, who was an original judge on Australian Idol, said that was googity doo doo, or whatever he said. You know, I just don't think you've got what it takes. And the moment that you cried like a little baby when they kicked you off the show, and the moment when you begged for a second chance, promising to be better next week. You know, these aren't the behaviours of a rock star, or a pop star for that matter. Imagine if Missy Higgins had been on Australian Idol and begged for a place on the show. And what if Bernard Fanning had made it to the final 12 only to get voted off for his poor rendition of YMCA on Disco Night? Like, it's ludicrous to even consider. But if you get involved in these shows, this is what you're putting yourself in for. Once you're on the train, you simply cannot get off. You have to do all the crazy, embarrassing stuff you were told to, and audiences will assume you pretty much want to do it. TV shows will often use you as a character in the drama they are trying to simulate. They might pick you out as being emotional and liable to cry. To get a few good TV moments, they might purposely upset you. You have to remember they don't care about you or your future career. They just care about making exciting TV that they can air tonight. You are just one more hopeful for them to use and grist for their mill. I mean, have they ever cared about or protected the integrity and credibility of anyone that has ever auditioned? Of course not. If you are going to hand complete control of how you are presented to the world over to them, you must remember they do not care about you in the slightest. If you happen to get famous along the way, then fine. if your singing career crashes and burns because you have a slightly off night and the judges need someone to try out their hilarious sledging zinger on, then fine too. I mean, if you come in racked with nerves and make a total meal of your audition, then great. They might be able to use that in the ads. They just don't give a shit. And even after you win, they probably won't give much of a shit either. Once the TV show goes away, so do most of the promo people who were involved in making you famous in the first place. Then it is left to the record company, who have minimal investment in your career. They didn't choose to sign you, and at heart, they'd rather be working on the artists they think are credible. This is why TV contestants often completely disappear after one album or even one single. Having said all that, there are rare occasions when I would say auditioning for a show like this is a reasonable idea. If, and only if, you are a great singer with a good look and real stage presence, and you have no songwriting ability, and you've exhausted most of the other options for self-promotion, then, and only then, The Voice, etc., might be a decent option. But when you are auditioning, be great, be cool, and be professional. Don't come across as desperate and don't cry. Have total respect for yourself and make sure that comes across. Be about the music and the singing and nothing else. And then ride the crazy TV train as far as you can. If you are likely to fall to pieces with nerves or sing badly out of tune or look weird, don't do it. Just don't. It pays to remember that many of the most successful artists in the world would have never gotten past the first round of auditions on The Voice. It only suits the smallest percentage of musicians, those who can sing their asses off but have no aspirations to write their own material. And, you know, in my experience, being able to sing your ass off is not really the be-all and end-all anyway. Most music doesn't require that degree of technical ability or a Mariah Carey-esque vocal range. It just needs someone with a great sound and passion. Singing in tune 100% of the time isn't the be-all and end-all either. I mean, you'll find plenty of examples of extremely successful singers, even in the indie world, who cannot hit a note in tune live. Like Courtney Taylor-Taylor from the Dandy Warhols springs to mind. Lana Del Rey, I mean, she can be incredibly rough live. Punters are pretty happy to forgive these imperfections if the records are good. Now, a major question here is, do you want any kind of fame you can get, however short-lived, singing songs you didn't write? For some singers, the answer is yes. And there isn't any great shame in that. From a certain perspective, it is nicer to be recognised as a performer on a TV show rather than struggle away in obscurity with your own music. But don't fool yourself that you can have it both ways. The contract you will sign at the start of a show like this will bind you to sing what they tell you when they tell you. Many of these contracts actually ban you from signing with a label that isn't aligned with the show, and sometimes these bans can last years. It's their show, and they can name whatever ridiculous terms they want. I know of one talent show contestant who was approached by a very successful manager, but that manager was scared off by the contract, which pretty much prevented the artist from doing all kinds of things. Of course, it's easy to point to the few examples of talent show contestants who have gone on to credible independent careers and be tricked into thinking it's some sort of well-trodden path. You know, Matt Corby, Lisa Mitchell, Owl Eyes, they're the obvious ones. But these singers had to wait 5 to 6 years before relaunching their careers. Did the show help them or just delay their progress? Some would argue that the tiny bit of fame they had got them off the ground years later. Others would say they had to wait until enough time had elapsed and the stigma of being a TV contestant went away. I can also tell you that after Matt Corby was runner-up in Australian Idol, there was plenty of interest in signing him and putting out a record. Now, I heard from a rather prominent manager, who I won't name, that the powers that be, they lost interest because he wouldn't play ball. He was being too difficult and refusing to sing the entire album they had already prepped for him. The precocious little scamp wanted to sing his own songs, and that simply wouldn't do. Now, one thing you can say for sure, there hasn't been a case where a singer appeared on a TV talent show and then immediately went on to a successful career recording their own music. It's strange because you'd think the public would want to hear what their favourite voice contestant can actually write. But the executives behind these shows aren't in the business of taking risks. Firstly, they'll probably put out an album of cover songs like they normally do, which you won't see a cent from. And then they'll put out a debut album, which will be recorded in about a week, and it'll be filled with songs written by pro-tunesmiths. Your opinion will not be required. I mean, they might ask you to ad-lib over the end, but everything else will be sung just like the demo you're presented with. In the process, you'll hear a lot of empty promises about the next album, but one of two things will happen. Either one, there won't be a next album, or two, there will be, but it will be just as tightly controlled as the first. You will make very little money from it, as you will have signed the crappiest deal possible just to be on the show in the first place. My opinion is simple. Write your own music and be your own person. That's what makes it all worthwhile. The smallest success with a song you wrote will mean so much more than short-lived major success with something you didn't. I can tell you, without hesitation, the greatest satisfaction you will have in this industry is the joy of seeing other people enjoy what you wrote, what you created yourself. As someone wisely put it, becoming famous through a TV singing show is like an orgasm without sex. If you want to talk about recording your own music and a better path into the music industry, please get in touch with me anytime. Thanks.